Well, y'all wanna do this or what?
Heck yeah, we're going to do this or what? Welcome. This is Redneck Dentist, Doc Mike here on Real Liberty Media. Join the conversation at reallibertymedia.com. Join the chat room. Say hello. Check people out in there. Always some great information. Glad to have you here on a beautiful Saturday. And I'm not kidding. It is beautiful here today. I know a lot of people have had some really horrific weather lately, freezing ass cold kind of weather, but we have had kind of a mild week, almost spring-like here in Oregon, not quite spring-like, but almost, and a lot of fog. Oh, I hate the fog so much. Just, you know, not only is it cold and gray, but you can't see anything. Like, you can't look out and, in my case, look over the valley and see the, you know, elk in the valley or traffic out there on the highway or the birds flying around here in the trees or whatever. It's just so socked in. But not today. Man, today, beautiful blue sky, sunshine, moderate temperature, you know, 40, 50 degrees, something like that. It's gorgeous. Hey, and while I'm kind of talking about the weather, I wanted to mention this. You know, the Packers are hosting the San Francisco 49ers in Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And it is frigid there. So I can't imagine, you know, I hate this. I really hate to jinx things. I can't imagine the Packers losing this game. It could happen. You know, any team can beat any other team anytime. But, you know, this is the frozen tundra of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Lambeau Field. And it is not a dome. There's no roof. It's wide open outside playing. And I was thinking about it today, and I was like, oh, yeah. I really almost can't wait to see these, you know, bearskin posers. You know, because a lot of times teams like San Francisco, I'm just saying like San Francisco, any team could do it. But they'll come into some adverse conditions like this, and they will, you know, strip their shirts off and act like, you know, sub-freezing temperatures or single-digit temperatures don't bother them a bit. And they'll be out there, you know, shirtless or whatever. And I almost can't wait to see it because for those of you who live in those conditions, you know it is flat, frigid. And there's no real way that you recover from that. So if you go out pregame and you have like a t-shirt on and, you know, you're kind of posing or flexing, you know, like showing that, you know, this frigid cold weather doesn't bother you, you're not recovering from that. I don't care how much you play. You can't play offense and defense. So part of the time, you're going to be sitting on the bench. And yeah, they got heaters. Yeah, they got those heating fans and all that stuff. It's tough to warm up once you're cold like that. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that turns out. But it is going to be fun to kind of watch for those guys that, you know, are flexing, freezing their butts off. Because you know it's just a show. Like, you know they're freezing ass cold. I can't wait to see it. Anyway, so the kids and grandkids are all moved in. We're one big happy family here. I know it's temporary. It is kind of cool, though. It's nice to have your kids and grandkids. And I mean, luckily, I'm really fortunate. We have a big enough place, 5 acres. There's plenty of room. You know, you can get away from each other if you have to. But so far, man, it's just been awesome. It's been a really great week. It's pretty dang fun, really. I honestly, I don't know how my wife does it. So, you know, luckily I go to work 4 days a week. I shouldn't say luckily, really, but I go to work 4 days a week, but my wife is here and she kind of helps with the homeschooling, helps with getting the kids fed, you know, and just like taking care of business, just like when she was mom, you know. And I come home at lunch to try and get my stationary bike time in. I do half an hour on the stationary bike every day. And, you know, I just look at her like expecting her to just be frazzled. And she's not, man. She's just like so full of energy and always capable of getting a job done no matter what it is. And by the way, our daughter has like turned into this amazing cook. And I think I've mentioned before that, like, I don't know, like, Rochelle's a good cook. I mean, she makes really good meals. But our daughter, Crystal, has just, like, I don't know, like, turned up the recipe factory. So this week I'm pretty sure I had three meals I've never had before. And all three of them were awesome. And by the way, so today, of course, because there's a Packer game, we're having grilled brats. I already put the brats on the grill. So, I mean, they're all done. Now they're soaking in a little beer and sauerkraut, waiting for the game, which is in about 3 hours, I guess. So we'll be done in plenty of time for that. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on. If there's something, I'm just going to keep going. I can't locate a sound problem, but if I do, I'll fix it. Oh, I know. Maybe this is it. Just hang on one sec. Let's just see if this makes any difference. Okay. I'm going to try that for a couple minutes and see if that fixes things. But that kind of brings me to a point. I'm really kind of like, I wouldn't say anal. Yeah, okay, maybe anal about my sound. And here's the problem. Like when you're broadcasting, you don't really hear what is actually going out. So you only have to, you basically have to rely on, you know, these meters that, you know, like these meters, like they'll tell me if the mic is overdriving or if the sound is overdriving. So that's what I look for. And if I don't have like some indication, which what's really nice about these meters is if you're overdriving anything, the little meter kind of gets in the red zone. So you can kind of tell, oh, I have, you know, I'm overdriving the mic. But while we're on this topic, I actually wanted to talk about this week. So one of the guys that I like to listen to, one of the podcasters, is called Switched to Linux, and he's on BitChute. And actually a really great show. So if you're interested in Linux at all, go check out Switched to Linux. The guy is fun to listen to, a little bit of sarcasm, you know, and he, you know, quite a bit of knowledge. But let me tell you this, and I'm not putting the guy down at all, so hopefully just understand. It's just one of those things that when you start dealing in audio or broadcasting, you start hearing things. So I've been listening to him for a few months now. Actually, somebody in chat recommended him to me, and I started listening to him, and I really enjoy his podcast. So actually, it's not a podcast because it's video, so whatever you call that, stream, I guess. But anyway, he had a show this week, and I was listening to it, and I was like, oh my gosh, he doesn't understand that his mic is, he's overdriving his mic, because when you overdrive your mic at that highest point, it crackles because like the sound processors can't process that much sound and it starts sounding really crappy. And like his entire, I don't know, 20-minute stream was like that. And I kind of felt bad for him. Much like when I go back and listen to my podcast, if it sounds crappy, I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. And I actually did a show like that 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I went back and listened to it, and I was like, holy hell, it's terrible. Like, it's terrible. How embarrassing. But things happen. You know, you do the best you can. And like I say, I think every single week I learn something new or try something new. And, you know, it's you just learn as you go, I guess. But while I'm on that topic, man, I wanted to tell you guys, this has been the most frustrating thing, like audio and video. And it's not has nothing to do with what I'm doing. But, like, I use an antenna for my TV, which I don't know how many of you have done this, but these digital signals that they're broadcasting now, I mean, you can get HD TV on an antenna. So, you know, the picture is absolutely beautiful, and you don't pay for anything. You just pay for the antenna, run a coax to your TV, and you watch TV. You don't pay for any cable. You don't pay for any streaming. You don't pay. You just turn to whatever channel you want to watch, and you watch it. And if you have a good signal, then the picture is beautiful. But here's what's really annoying. Like, in this day and age, of all the technology we have, all of the stuff that we can do, which we're going to talk about some of that stuff today, how is it that we can't get the audio and video to sync? Like, in the good old days, before this digital signal stuff that they're broadcasting over the airways now, they used to just broadcast, you know, an analog signal. And the nice thing about that analog signal was the audio and video were on the same signal, I guess. And it was always in sync. I mean, when the people moved their mouths, the words synced with their lips. Now, even on the flipping antenna, which you would think, because it's over the air, that everything would be synced. Oh, no. It's not. So luckily, mostly what I do with TV, like real TV, is I watch sports, so it doesn't really matter if their lips and their words sync. And the news, which you don't really have to watch the news, you can listen to the news. And I like watching the local news to see what's going on in the local area. But still, I mean, seriously, it's 2022 with all the digital technology that's out there, with all the high-speed internet, you know, digital processing of everything. Can we not just get the audio and video to sync, for crying out loud? Like, okay, so let's say if you were watching, like, watching a movie, and the, you know, and the lips and the video don't sync, it just is irritating as hell, to me anyway. So, you know, I'd like us to start concentrating on how to sync up those two things and take that off my list of daily irritations. Oh, the things I can find to complain about when the world is falling apart, right? Kind of funny. But life is good here. Can't complain. You guys know I've been waiting for this, that Chevy fender. It was supposed to be delivered yesterday. It didn't arrive. My wife and I were talking about it last night. And we were talking to somebody else about it, and they said, well, does that actually exist? You actually get a fender for that? And we said, we'll believe it when we see it. We both said the same thing. like, I forget who's got it, FedEx or UPS or somebody sends her a notification that she's going to get a delivery. And, you know, so supposedly it exists, but we'll know when we get it. Huh. Yeah, keep giving me feedback on the sound. Anybody else who's having an issue, that'd be awesome. I see everything here. Let me try one thing before I go on, just so I'm not ignoring it completely. Let's try that. Let's see if that's any better. I guess I ought to find something in my notes to talk about. I mean, the audio thing really was kind of one of those things I did want to talk about today, just because, like, it's just become a thing. It is peaking, huh? Well, let's see. Where is it peaking? I'm going to take this off down to about there. See if you guys can still hear. Can everybody still hear? Oh, that's really crazy. It sounds like a wire or something. There's no wires. But that's okay. Let's just go on. If it's too irritating, we'll just shut it down. Huh. Okay. I'll mess with it between shows or something. You know, there's, of course, another week load of lies being found out by Fauci, but who cares? I guess we're going to just keep finding out how much this guy lies through the, you know, through the time that is spent going through massive amounts of emails of his past to find out, you know, what kind of a scumbag he is. But clearly the guy is freaking crazy. And, you know, I don't know if he's crazy or if he's narcissistic or if he is just one of those little men that got so much power and he just ran with it and thought he would never be caught because, you know, he becomes so important. But that dude has hidden a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. And it's kind of crazy. You know, like, did you notice this week, like, a bunch of companies, not companies, countries, have started, like, rescinding all of the pandemic mandates and all of the, you know, enforcements that they had. You know, like, they're just, like, dropping them, like, ah, screw it, we're done. I hope some of us other countries do that soon. It's so stupid. Wasting a lot of time and money. I also hope my Ivermectin comes pretty soon, just in case. But, God, and I really hate to jinx myself, but I just can't believe, I can't tell you how many times that whatever cold has come close to me, which I know, it's never been isolated. I know it's never been, you know, proven that COVID exists, but, you know, they still test so many people positive and so many people so close to me. Now, remember, I mean, I work in a dental clinic with the public every day. I see 20 or 30 patients a day. We always wear, you know, personal protective equipment in the clinic. I mean, we're probably a lot more cautious now about, like, making sure that you have a mask on when you go in to talk to somebody instead of just going in there and saying, hey, how's your day, blah, 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 and then getting to work. But, man, some staff members have tested positive, or one staff member's childcare had an outbreak. You know, and you think, okay, by the time they find out how many days have I been working with somebody who has, you know, been exposed to whatever. I mean, whether it's a flu or cold or COVID, whatever it is. And I think last week I was talking about, like, some things I have done in the past that just, like, kind of coincidentally have provided me some kind of protection. I can't remember if I was telling you the story about this, about Ground Zero and GetTheTea.com. So I'll kind of tell you that now because I don't really remember doing that. Oh, I think that might have been the problem. Okay, let's try this a minute. So about 4 years ago, it was either 4 or 5 years ago, I was listening to Ground Zero, and Clyde Lewis was talking to the guy from GetTheTea.com. I think the guy's name is Ronnie. I can't really remember. But that guy kind of set Clyde Lewis up with a certain bunch of supplements that would keep him healthy, because Clyde, I can't remember if he had cancer. I think he had cancer. And he was, you know, had to stay healthy because he couldn't get an infection because his immune system was so depressed and whatever. And anyway, so I was listening to the show. My wife and I were actually going to a family reunion up in Washington, and I had downloaded some shows, MP3s, to listen to on the way, and this just happened to be one of those shows. So we're listening as we're driving along, and I'm kind of listening to all this stuff this guy's talking about. And it just happened, so happened, that it was after the year that I got some kind of respiratory infection, that, like, I had never been that sick before in my life. I think it was 2016 or 2017. I think it was 2017. For some reason, that really rings a bell. Anyway, I was so sick, like just exhausted, and had so much congestion and, you know, cough and, you know, almost like a bronchitis, but not quite. But I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't breathe. I mean, I literally couldn't take air in or get air out, and I thought I was going to die. And right when I kind of started to panic, somehow I got some air, and I just was like, oh, okay, you know, maybe I can breathe. But I actually said to my wife, I think I have to go to the hospital. And then I started breathing, and like, it was like, okay, I guess I'm going to be okay. But anyway, after that year is when I listened to this show, like 5-6 months after that particular episode with the flu, I listened to this show with the guy from GetTheTea.com. Now, GetTheTea is actually some kind of a cleanser for your gut, and I would say I haven't used it, but I probably did use it the first time, because they always put one packet in with whatever you order from them. But my point is, so I listened to that guy, and I just decided, because that flu was so horrible, I just decided I was going to start doing some vitamins and supplements and, you know, just doing some things that would supposedly, you know, increase my immune system and protect me from getting sick, like in general, from anything. Now, that was, let's say, the latter part of 2017. It was probably August when I heard that show, and then it was probably October by the time I got the stuff that I wanted to get and start using from GetTheTea.com. And then we were getting vitamins. We order them from Amway because I think they're a really good natural vitamin, organically sourced, blah, blah, blah. I just think it's a really good vitamin. So I take, you know, I take a multi, and I take some zinc and D3, vitamin C, and echinacea. And I also take bovine colostrum in a smoothie every day. And it's something that I absolutely refuse to miss every day. Now, I'm not saying that any one of the things that I have mentioned have done, prevented me from getting sick. And I really hate to put myself on the edge and jinx everything, but I really believe that those things have kept my immune system at least well enough that I haven't gotten sick. So now this week I'll probably get COVID and die. But anyway, just coincidence that, you know, 5 years ago I did that thing, and, you know, I've continued to do those things every single day, even on those days. So this is what I take all my supplements in the evening. I shouldn't say all of them. I take 80% of my supplements in the evening. And You know, sometimes you get busy, like whatever, the weather sucks or the weather's beautiful or, you know, you're dealing with other things that have come up and you kind of forget. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to bed. Oh, nope, I got to take my supplements. And I won't. I just refuse to let a day pass when I, and which is kind of stupid because if you think about it, if you constantly are taking them, you probably have protection if you miss a day or something. It's not like because you miss one day, all of a sudden your immune system's going to collapse and you're going to get the bug, a bug, whatever it is. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just been a thing I've been doing, and I think it's been really lucky, or I've been really lucky to avoid having, you know, kept from getting sick from anything, whatever it is. So anyway, kind of an interesting thing that I just was doing, and lucky so far, because I had an assistant out this week who, let's see, so 2 weeks ago one of the front desk people tested positive for COVID, so she was out for a week. And then, this is what's really crazy, is, oh, we're going to come up on the break pretty quick. Oh, we got a couple minutes. What's really crazy is, so she tested positive for COVID. She was feeling bad on a Friday and then, you know, tested positive over the weekend. So she didn't come to work. And then she didn't, you know, she was feeling better. Symptoms were resolving. So, you know, after 5 days, they said, you know, that she needed to have a negative COVID test or whatever, which I don't understand how you could have a negative COVID test after you've had COVID. But okay, whatever, we're living in a little fairy tale world right now. So she got the negative COVID test, and then they said, okay, you have to get a clearance from your doctor. So not only did she have to be like symptom free, get a negative COVID test, but also get clearance from her doctor. So guess how easy it is to get in to see your doctor, at least in this area. It's like ridiculously impossible. So she missed a few more days just because she had to wait to get in and see her doctor. I don't understand. But anyway, so she's back. And then she came back, and then one of my assistants, who I just found out is going to be a regular, she was working 2 or 3 days a week, and now she's going to be there 4 days a week, the 4 days that I'm there. And that's really nice because I don't really like having inconsistency in my staff, and it's really nice when you have the same people there every day. I have great people. I'm not kidding. I've been so blessed my entire freaking professional career. Well, that's not true. I got a couple stories of assistants that I could. All right, crap. Forgot what I was talking about, but it's not that important anyway. It's just probably another silly story. Yeah. All right. Well, back to it. Remember, you can join the conversation at reallibertymedia.com. Come say hello. You know, stir up some conversation in the chat room. Oh, yeah. Assistance. Oh, yeah. So then I had, that's true. I've been greatly blessed with fantastic assistants, except for two that I can think of right off the bat. I'll give you a hint. I called one. Her nickname was Edward Scissorhands, and I'll try and explain that sometime later. But mostly, man, I don't know what it is. I kind of, now that sounds really egotistical, but okay, I'll try it. I kind of think that you kind of attract people who want to work the way that you want to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've just been so lucky to have people who want to do good work. I
not really the boss. I'm just a dentist. But I think somehow you just inspire people to do really good work. And I've always had great assistants and great office, front office staff, great support no matter what. That's just been awesome. As a matter of fact, even when I worked in the Federal Bureau of Prisons and I didn't have, civilian assistance, you had to use inmate assistance, I got the best assistance. I mean, I got guys who wanted to do something other than just do their time and, you know, work out and whatever. And I'm not kidding. I just had great assistance all the time. And when they completed the Department of Labor approved dental assisting program and they could move on to the dental lab tech program, I would just tell them, I would say, okay, well, you know, if you could send somebody else my way, that'd be awesome. And they would send another really highly motivated, skilled individual my way. And no, they weren't taking drugs or stuff out of the dental clinic because you have to count every single thing every day, multiple times a day, so that nothing comes up missing. And we didn't have drugs in the dental clinic, well, except for the anesthetic. So, yeah, it was really good times. Oh, I know, I got to get moving here. I got other stuff I want to talk about. So, I was reading an article about what a tremendous failure Biden has been in his first year. And I was thinking, yeah, I mean, I can't, the guy has not only utterly failed at pretty much every single thing he's attempted, thank God, but he's failing, literally in front of your eyes, failing. And, it's amazing to watch him hold a press conference or a conversation or whatever. I literally don't think he has any idea what he's saying. I mean, people are writing like they do for every single president. But honest to God, he obviously doesn't, process the words he is saying. So, kind of crazy to watch that. But what I was thinking is, you watch, man. In the next year, probably sometime between now and elections, this guy will be the savior of the country because he's going to drop all the mandates. He's going to say we're all, we've all been saved from the dastardly COVID with, his fantastic maneuvers and Fauci's, constantly, planning to protect us and do everything that they can do. You watch, and I see it coming. Unless he dies beforehand, and then Harris will be the savior of the world. Actually, wouldn't that make the most sense, right? His Biden croaks because he's barely hanging on anyway. Actually, the dude looks kind of healthy to me in a way, but just mentally, not there. Actually, he does look a little feeble when you think about it. His hands look weak, and he looks like he's not walking that well. And but anyway, that would make the most sense. So he drops dead. Kamala takes over, and she drops all the mandates and says, hey, we're going back to normal. We're going to open up this economy and get this country back on track. And of course, if they drop all the mandates and, say, there are no conditions for you to return to work, hopefully everybody returns to work. All the nurses and doctors and healthcare staff and, the world, returns to normal. And she would be the big hero. And then, whatever is going to happen with the elections happens. But everybody, all the political pundits, talk people are, you know, they're talking about what a blowout this is going to be for the Democrats. But I'm telling you, you just wait and see what happens in the next couple months, because, you know, all they need is one, you know, kind of one massive turnaround to make it look like they did something good, like not collapse the economy. And holy cow, I watched the response that Biden had to Putin. And I was thinking to myself, I'll bet Putin literally doubled over holding his gut laughing. Like when Biden said there would be some kind of significant consequences. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Putin doesn't think twice about that at all. But yeah, and what a joke. I'm telling you, I said way before the election, you know, results, the whole year before, I was saying, like, literally, we couldn't do better than these two guys. Like, you know, everybody talks about changing, you know, the look of the president, you know, having women, having any color president, everything. And then both sides, the best they can do is turn out two old white guys. This is, like, ridiculous. Hey, but while I'm talking about that kind of stuff, did you guys happen to see... I got to find this. Did you guys happen to see the story about the NBA owner? No, where is it? Let me see. I got to find it real quick. Just hang with me. Have another bowl. Have another drink. Oh, and by the way, while I'm talking about drinks, so I'm having my typical medicine ball here, and then I also have the tonic water with grapefruit, honey tea. Oh my gosh, is that a delicious drink? Before I get back to the NBA owner, where in the heck did I do? What did I do with this story? Let's see here. Nope. Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, so here's the deal. Golden State Warriors coach. Golden State Warriors owner Chamath Palihapitiya suggested recently that nobody cares about China's system of concentration camps, forced labor, and high-tech surveillance against the Uyghur community in Xinjiang. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? He said during an appearance on All In podcast. You bring it up because you care, and I think it's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard, ugly truth. Of all the things that I care about, yes, it's below my line. So, in some ways, I thought that was horrible for him to just come out and say it, but he's being honest. I mean, he's being honest. I think I was going to say careless. It's not careless. It's heartless. Because this guy depends on those slaves to make him money. He depends on those slaves to make cheap jerseys. I mean, make jerseys cheaply, shoes cheaply. All these athletes need these things, you know, made inexpensively, and you don't have to pay slaves a lot of money. I mean, we have learned that from history, right? You don't have to pay them a lot. Matter of fact, I don't think you have to pay them anything. So, what I'm waiting for, and what I'm sure all of you are waiting for, is, like, do you think any fans, black, white, red, yellow, or green, are going to boycott the NBA games? Do you? Do you think any of the righteous BLM outspoken athletes are going to sit out games in support of the slaves who are making their bitchin' shoes? They won't, because it'll eat into their bottom line profit. So next time you hear protests against past slavery, remember, it's okay to have slaves today if you need your bitchin' shoes, jerseys, hardware, tech, whatever, made cheaply. That's the reality. I mean, that guy at least had kind of the guts to just say it. It's kind of surprising the owner of an NBA team, who I'm sure has members of all different races, no, probably not all different races, but many different races, would just come out and say, we don't care about slavery. No, we don't care about slavery today. That's going to be for somebody else later down the road to make reparations to those slaves. But we really don't care about those slaves in China. You know, that's a different story. We only care about, slaves from wherever, but not China. We only care about past slaves, past slavery. That's what we care about. Like the people who are suffering in slavery today, we really don't care about. So I'm sure like human trafficking and people being put into the sex trade, basically as slaves, we don't really care about them either. I mean, it isn't exactly what he said, but it's what he's alluding to. We don't care. You know, he has so much money, he owns an NBA team. I mean, you can't buy that with your American Express or, Discover card or whatever. He's basically just saying, no, nobody cares about that stuff. And it's kind of true. Nobody cares about that stuff. I think genuine human beings care about that stuff, but corporate world, and I mean the corporate world, the entire globe, they do not care about that stuff. They don't care about the mining processes it takes to make solar panels, how much earth has to be destroyed to make solar panels. What they care about is having a good image and pretending like solar power is great. They don't care about slaves. They don't care about slaves making, goods and suffering, not being fed, being sexually harassed, being sexually tortured, being physically tortured, going through all of the things they go through today. They don't care about that stuff. They care about the stuff that people make important politically. So you want everybody to drive an electric car. You don't want anybody to burn fossil fuel. So, okay, we'll make solar power and solar energy and solar batteries. We'll make that the priority. Oh, don't look at the kids behind the curtain who are being, not forced into labor. They go to labor to make money for their families. And if they get hurt, which they do, it's just like, well, we'll go get another kid to work in the mines. Same in China. We'll just go get some more slaves to, man the factories. Because we want the solar power, because we want the cheap circuit boards, because we want, cheaper everything. They don't see, that's what bugs me about air quotes environmentalists and talking about, solar power and wind power and all these alternative powers that they think just magically comes out of the frickin' wall socket without any other destruction to the earth. They don't talk about all of the other destruction that's taken place to the earth to mine rare materials that are needed for electric vehicles, electric solar panels, etc., etc. It's just because they think, shining the sun on some circuit board just magically makes energy without any destruction to Earth whatsoever. And without anybody getting hurt, without kids being, you know, maimed, mining some of these minerals. They don't tell you that stuff. You know, they just want the sun. They just want the sun to power everything because the sun is endless power. Yeah, so next time, you know, so when, so if another political party ever gets into office and the BLM protests kick off again, which I'm sure they will, just remember, nobody really cares about slavery. Nobody really cares about inequality or any of that stuff. Because it's happening today. And you know that they don't care. They say they don't care. I mean, he said he doesn't care. Most of them are smart enough not to actually say they don't care. But just remember that. It's all some kind of a game. All of it. But you don't know the truth if you're only getting your information from one source, from limited sources. I couldn't believe that Biden actually had the gall to ask the tech companies to censor. I mean, he literally basically said, you know, tech companies, I want you to, you know, protect people from misinformation, which, you know, the information, the misinformation is defined by whoever's, you know, making the rules, the tech companies and the current administration. They're the ones who decide what is misinformation. And if that's the only place you're getting your information, yeah. Solar power and wind power sound awesome. They absolutely sound fantastic. But we're not raising people to critically think, to dive any deeper into, you know, any kind of information. You know, just they just take whatever's, you know, most quickly handed to them through their, you know, through the tech gods these days, the social information systems. And, you know, I was thinking today, yeah, you know, I love doing this show. I love just, you know, blabbing for an hour. I'd really like to increase the audience, and I think Real Liberty Media, we are going to do that, but it's going to take a while because, you know, like everybody uses. Matter of fact, my son sent us a text yesterday and said, "Hey, you got to listen to the recent Joe Rogan podcast," or he sent us a podcast, said, "You guys got to listen to this podcast." Well, it's on YouTube. And yeah, I get it. You know, most people who are going to have a huge audience are going to be on all these social media platforms that censor people. And that doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, I'd love to grow my audience. I really would. I think it'd be fun. And I do mean that. I think it would be fun. But not at the expense of selling my soul. Not, I'm not doing that. I've thought about it a few times. I thought, oh, I can put stuff. Well, number one, I would not last. I can't imagine one single show I've done that would not get banned on YouTube, which I guess I kind of wear that as a little badge of pride. Oh yeah, on Spotify, that's right. Okay, so that's where I need to go to find that. I don't use Spotify either. I don't know why. I just haven't. Okay, I'll get on board with it. Thanks in the chat room for that. That's right. There's short clips on YouTube. Wasn't there a thing like a year or so ago? Rogan and YouTube had a thing, and Rogan just said, "Hey, screw you, I'll go somewhere else." I kind of remember that. Some thing there. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about without talking about Fauci and COVID and everything else, although I did kind of think the crazy things of the UK dumping all their mandates and everything, it was kind of crazy. was this the whole hospital and healthcare thing. I know I've kind of spoken about this before, but it has really gotten to be disturbing to me to see the number of medical personnel and entities that have actually kind of got on board so much with the like current accepted government guidelines that they actually make people suffer. So kind of along with my discussion about like supplements and taking care of yourselves, me taking care of myself, you really have to look at the whole entire medical field pretty suspiciously now. Because if you've ever wondered if your healthcare providers or insurance company, hospital staff or care center really cares for you, now you know. Just look at the actions all of them have taken over the last 2 years. They get paid not to make you comfortable. Oh, I wanted to play this one clip. Yeah, you know, they've been, so they could have used some of these off-label treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, steroid, anticoagulants, you know, they could have used a lot of these treatments, but no. Because they were accepting money from the federal government, $39,000, I think is what I've read, if they, I mean, it breaks down to multiple parts, but $39,000 if you are COVID positive in the hospital. And that's where their loyalty lies. They don't give a crap if you live or die. Seriously? They got another somebody coming right behind you, whether COVID or not. They got somebody coming right behind you that they're going to put in that hospital bed, and they're going to collect another $39,000 for doing nothing except following the federal government's guidelines. They do not care if you live or die. So I hope that you all are doing everything you can to take care of yourself. And listen, I am not, trust me, I am not the picture of health. If you've seen me, you would know. I'm, of course, overweight. I'm 220, I think, 220 pounds. I'm 5'11". You know, I used to be 6 foot. My wife thinks I was taller, which is funny. Maybe I was. But, you know, and I mean, I don't live my life perfectly by any means. I'm not a health nut by any means. I'm just saying, we have to take care of ourselves. And if you think that any of these entities care for you, know better now. They don't. They care about money. Now, your primary care physician may care about you. I know that my guy down the street in this other little town 8 miles away with another 2,500 people population is a different kind of character, and he cares. But you're not going to find that in the big cities. You're not going to find that in these entities and these corporations and these group practices, because they're looking for money, and money is the bottom line. And I really wish I had time to play this clip, but I don't. So we are going to go out with a little wine, beer, and whiskey. Thanks, you guys, all, for listening. Catch us on Real Liberty Media and reallibertymedia.com. Yeah.